Ramsey TV.
Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. This is Martin Zender from the edge of the bottom of the Floridan Peninsula. Not to be confused with any other peninsula, namely Fort Lauderdale. I'm going to talk to you about the coronavirus today, Trump, and end time tribulation. Just a few minor topics here. I sound a little congested. I might have the coronavirus. But don't worry, because I read somewhere that the cure is cigars and whiskey. So, yeah, this you didn't think they had a treatment, that you didn't think they had an antidote to this, but they do. So if you will indulge me, don't hold this against me. Now, this is completely for medicinal purposes. Now, I failed to mention, one day last week, our brother Nelson Howe in the UK, he makes great videos. When Seth was here, we were talking about people who made videos, and somehow Nelson Howe slipped under the radar. I'm not sure how that happened. I apologize to Nelson because his videos are stellar and they're good too. And you can find him, Nelson Howe. Go to YouTube, NelsonHowe. His channel is called Testing What Things Are of Consequence. I told you that whiskey was part of the cure, and it is. This is Maker's Mark, straight Kentucky bourbon. And this is an acid Cuba Cuba right here. So let's put all this in perspective. First of all, I am linking you to an article by a brilliant writer named Heather McDonald. It's linked below. This is an article from March 13th, 2020 in an online magazine called The New Criterion. But this article is called Compared to What? She spells out how this coronavirus has been artificially pushed. The panic buttons has been artificially pushed by the American media. Now, of course, I know why this is, and I'm going to explain it to you. It has to do with Trump. Of course, everything has to do with Trump. That's just the way it is. Put it in perspective. And this is what Heather does. Compared to what? Yes, how bad is this? Like, compared to what? Let's look at the swine flu virus. Back in 2009, 2010. I mentioned this on Friday. I'm going to mention it again. 60 million people. I mean, this happened recently, 2009, 2010, 60 million people infected in the U.S. alone, 60 million. There are only 3,000 cases in the U.S. In fact, I saw a headline today in the San Francisco Chronicle. Listen to this. Here's the headline. 9 new cases in San Francisco. Whoa, 9. Wow. It sounds like I'm downplaying this. I'm not. This thing is real. I'm saying that the panic is manufactured. I'm not a conspiracy theory guy. You know me. I'm not saying that the virus is manufactured, because it's not. It's real. And yes, you should be careful, but you should always be careful. You should wash your hands. Why should you always be careful? Because of the regular flu. Did you know that the regular flu kills 30 to 60,000 people every year, and that's just in the U.S., the regular flu. So tell me, where's all the school closings? Where's all the cutting off countries? Where's all streets are dead? Nobody's going anywhere. Well, why doesn't that happen every year? And why didn't that happen? I want to ask you this. Why didn't that happen in 2009, 2010 during the swine flu epidemic? Did you know that during the swine flu epidemic, 15,000 dead in the U.S., and 300,000 people hospitalized. Do you know how many deaths there are in the U.S. right now from the coronavirus? 62. You heard right. You may ask yourself, why is the panic now? Why are people buying up toilet paper and grocery stores? Why are people not going to restaurants? Why are people, because of panic, crashing the economy? It's simply this, because this may sound crazy, and I'm not a conspiracy theorist. You don't have to be to see this. It's in plain sight. Because Obama was president in 2009, 2010, and Trump is president now. And the American media are lefties. The mainstream American media are lefties. They're borderline communists, and they are basically the propaganda arm of the Democratic Party here in the United States. And they hate Trump because Trump is upsetting everybody's apple cart, right? These people have cush jobs. They want to stay in government. They only go to work every day to figure out how to stay in government for another day. They're not interested in changing things. Trump comes in and starts changing things. And they go, oh, crap, we can't let people know that this stuff is easy to fix, because it is. Trump's a businessman. He's a, oh, on Friday. This was before the press conference where Trump declared a national emergency. See, Trump is forced to do this stuff, but I'll tell you why this is good. Let me tell you one thing. Don't sell your stock. Don't worry about your kids' money in their little stock investments. Don't worry about your college fund. Everything's going to be fine. In fact, it's going to rebound. The day before the state of emergency, I said that this thing, the left is trying to use it to kill Trump. They're actually trying to crash the economy. And in a small measure, it's working. Did that happen in 2009, 2010, when things were 1,000 times worse? No. Why? Because they were protecting Obama, the first black president. We can't criticize him or you're a racist. That's why. And look what they've done to get Trump. Look what they've done. The whole Russian hoax. Everybody in the world's heard of it. Oh, Trump is an ally of Putin. Putin has Trump in his back pocket. Putin helped Trump win the election. Guess what? It was all BS. But if you watched the mainstream American media, you would be convinced that Trump's about to go down. Trump is guilty. He's in Putin's back pocket. He colluded with the Russians. It was all a lie. Every day, all day, it's a lie. This is a similar lie. The virus is not a lie. The panic is a lie. All these projections of how terrible it's going to be. What did they say about Trump? They hated Trump so bad. They said in 2016, before the election, they said, oh, Trump is Hitler. Trump is going to cause World War III. Trump is unstable. Trump is going to wreck the economy. No. Those who still believe that, they're like mentally done. They just can't see. They are afflicted with what we call Trump derangement syndrome, where no matter what Trump does, you hate him. Ask him why you hate Trump. Ask them why they hate Trump. They can't tell you. Because the TV told me to. Why do you hate Trump? Because the TV told me to. Why are you buying 18 rolls of toilet paper? Because the TV told me to. Yeah. I know that's why you're doing it. Thought I lost a cigar for a second. Hang on. There it is. It lives. So I told you that this was going to actually work towards Trump's favor. Just like the Russian collusion hoax did and the impeachment thing, Trump's approval rating went up 10 points after the impeachment effort. What did they impeach him on? They said they were going to impeach him on his first day in office. What does that tell you? It's an impeachment looking for a crime. They desperately want this guy out because, again, he is literally trying to help America. And it's not in their best interest for nationalism to flourish. They're all part of this one world order. And guess who runs the one world order? They do. But remember, this is not the one world order you're familiar with. The Bilderbergs Rockefellers. World Bank. No, this is the new world order. And I'll tell you about that if you haven't heard me talk about this. The new world order is actually going to be like a white horse rider. It's actually going to be a good movement that's going to destroy and crush the obviously evil new world order, like those evil people that, you know, gather in small enclaves and they count their money and they laugh like this. Kind of like Dr. Evil stroking his cat. All I want was a freaking laser. A freaking laser. No, those people are obviously evil. We're talking about the Clintons, the Obamas, George Soros, and the American media. Now my cigar did go out. So no, that's the false front Satan is using. And the real New World Order is going to be a new World Order, and it's not going to be called that. It's going to be a force for good. Folks, what we're seeing now, this is not the Green Horse Rider of Revelation. At first, I was wondering. At first, I thought, could be. I think about these things all the time. You kind of feel sorry for me a little bit. That's why this cure for the coronavirus actually serving a dual purpose, especially the maker's mark. But this thing, we're going to recover from this thing. Keep your money in the stock market. Now, it's true that there's going to be a bunch of new positive tests in the U.S. because all these kits are going out by the millions, testing kits. So a bunch of people are going to test positive. But this is, I mean, it's terrible. I don't want anybody to die. I'm not making fun of the whole thing. I'm just saying that a lot more people died in 2009, 2010. More people die every year from the regular flu. We have 62 deaths right now, and people are, and the streets are empty. And airplanes aren't flying, and people are not in restaurants, and people are buying out for 62 deaths. Why didn't they do that in 2009, 2010? Because it was Obama, and the press said, there's actually clips of people like on CNN saying, there's no need to panic, no need to panic. Obama didn't do anything until there was 1,000 deaths. Then he said, oh, I guess we better declare a national emergency. Yeah, then he finally did it. Okay, well, Trump is doing so many things. And his hand is forced to, actually. But he's doing so many things that this is what's going to happen. This is the Martin Zender prediction. Wait for it. Because this thing is a known virus. I mean, it's known and not known. Here's what I mean. The coronavirus is a family of viruses. Right? So this, this COVID 19er here, this is a branch of the corona, overall the coronavirus type. So it's not like this COVID 19er is coming out of some totally unknown virus family. No, it's a coronavirus. This isn't the coronavirus, it's a coronavirus. We've seen it before. This is the coronavirus called COVID 19er. Okay? So this thing's actually easy to beat. And the things Trump is doing right now is going to wipe it out soon. Wipe it out soon. But since, see, everything the lefties try to do to Trump backfires spectacularly, which I love to see. Like I say, his approval rating went up after the impeachment thing. His approval rating went up after the Russia hoax. And if you were watching mainstream American media, you were sure Trump was going down. No, just the opposite. Because it was all fake news. Yeah, I know. I didn't invent that term. Trump did. I like Trump, by the way. Some people don't. Sorry. But this thing is so easy to beat, and Trump is doing so much that when this thing finally stalls, when it finally peaks and drops off, which it's going to do, ignore the media hype, ignore the prognostications of complete disaster. No. When it finally does, Trump is going to look like a freaking genius. Trump is going to be like he saved the world. I told you he got, Trump got rid of the caliphate. He got rid of these terrorists. He really took that risk down totally. And somebody's pulling up in the driveway at a horrible time. Losing my track of thought. Keep backing up, people. Go, get out of here. I don't know who you are, but vamos. Don't ask me any questions. So Trump is going to destroy this thing, and then he's going to look like a hero. This is part of the White Horse Rider. I told you earlier that the White Horse Rider of Revelation is going to be a conqueror because he has a wreath in his head in the book of Revelation. He's coming down as, he's coming across the landscape as a conqueror. And I said the first thing Trump was going to do is get rid of corruption in what we call the swamp, the political swamp of the United States. And that's going to happen very soon. Watch for that. Watch for that, May, June, July. I think it'll happen before the election. You're going to see some major people in government who helped to orchestrate the Russia hoax. You're going to see people going to jail. Watch for it. And this coronavirus is going to go away, and Trump's going to shine. He's going to just increase his reputation. It's going to be great. And as I predict, this is the storm before the calm. That's what this is. This is a storm before the calm. I've also predicted, you know I have, that gas is going to go down to $1 a gallon. Oh, my sister sent me a photo from Canton, Ohio. $1.74. $1.74 for gas in Canton, Ohio. It's getting close. Because why? Because Trump got rid of all these insane environmental regulations, these overdoing ridiculous environmental regulations so we can get our own oil out of the ground. How isn't that nice? Hey, I'm all for alternative fuel, but until you can fly a 747 from JFK to Heathrow on wind power or solar panels, then, I'm sorry, we need fossil fuels. I like my air conditioning. Sorry, I got to have it down here. Got to have it. So I want you to read this article, The New Criterion, because this just, it backs up what I'm telling you. I am linking it to you down here. It's called The New Criterion by Heather McDonald, and she is a genius. She is a genius. Oh, I'm telling you, you know what this shows me? You know what this shows me? This shows me that the way people are reacting to this, the people, more than ever in our history, are of a herd mentality. They will do whatever the TV tells them to do. I mean, it's mass panic. For what? 60 deaths? I'm not saying 60 deaths is good, but my God, 60 people died of car accidents since I started this video. Why aren't we banning cars? Why? Why? What, 30,000 people die every year in America from auto accidents? Why aren't we banning cars? Why aren't all the car dealerships shutting down? No. It's overreaction and shame on the U.S. press. I mean, this is why the lake of fire was created for people like this. It really was. It really was. For not caring about anything but get Trump. Get Trump. I mean, he threatens everything they believe in, everything they stand for, everything they want in life, because he's a businessman, he's a deal maker, he gets things done. That's the last thing that you want to do in Washington, D.C. is get things done and let people know that things can get done with less money. What did Trump do in his previous life? Under budget and ahead of schedule. That's what Trump did. So people are sheep. This proves it. In the United States, in the world, people are sheep. They will do whatever the TV tells them to do. I read a book years ago called The Four Reasons for the Elimination of Television by Jerry Mander. Great book. I'm telling you, the invention of the television was the beginning of the end. It was in late 50s or mid 50s. It's the beginning of the end because people became programmed. People wanted to become programmed. They stared at the glowing phosphors. They stared at the glowing phosphors going back and forth of the cathode tube, sending the signals. Zing, 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 zing. They're addicted to the images. Say now with computers, it's just mass seduction, mass hypnosis. It is. It's mass hypnosis. So the people are duped, and they are ready to be herded. They really are. They really are. So yes, by now, you might be saying, well, Martin, you must believe Donald Trump is the Antichrist. Well, I'm not saying that he is, but I think that he's a great candidate for it. Okay, in case you've never heard me say this is my overall timeline for things. I think that Donald Trump is a good candidate for the White Horse Rider of Revelation. The White Horse Rider of Revelation will be the Antichrist, but it won't be the Antichrist until the middle of the tribulation, when he receives that head wound that he apparently seems to be fatal, but he comes back. When that happens, it won't be Trump anymore, assuming it's Trump. It'll be an incredibly powerful demonic spirit, if not Satan himself, that shall animate the being that looks like Trump. But it won't be Trump anymore, because Trump will be dead. For various reasons that will be explained to you, if you go to my Revelation series, scroll down to the bottom of my homepage, martincenter.com, you'll see the Revelation series. I got 800 shows there. Look for the subdivision of shows called The Final Years of Millennium 6. I give you my reasons why I believe the tribulation begins in the spring of 2021. Christ returns in the fall of 27, and the kingdom begins in the spring of 28. I got reasons for all this. I'm not just pulling this out of the South Florida atmosphere, okay? So I believe that Trump is on his way to re-election. He will be inaugurated on January 20th at noon. I think that the snatching away of the body of Christ happens somewhere around there. The latest it can happen is 2024, in the middle of the tribulation. I'd hate to think that it's then, but it could be, it could be. But I am thinking that we have to be out here before the tribulation starts because, well, Romans 11:25, the fullness of the nations must come in until God takes up with Israel again. And when the tribulation starts, then God is obviously taken up with Israel again. It's the fulfillment of Daniel's 70 heptads, 490 years apportioned to the people of God, i.e. Israel, to complete their purpose, of course. There's a lot of time breaks in there, and they're all explained in the Revelation series. Watch that series. So, again, this is the storm before the calm. Trump's going to conquer this. Everything's going to be all right. He's going to win re-election this November. Look who he's running against, but it doesn't matter who he's running against. God is taking away roadblocks from this man. He's the golden boy. And there it is. He's got the Midas touch. Always has. And so he's going to make things happen. And so we're going to enjoy a time of peace, relative peace, Middle East peace deal. Gas is going to go down to $1 a gallon. That might not happen until after the snatching away. I don't know. Could I be wrong about all of this? No, I can't be wrong about all of it. No possible way. The timing is delicate. And it's tricky. Nobody knows the day or the hour. Jesus said nobody knows the day or the hour, but he didn't say anything about the month or the year, did he now? Why? Because he's taking care of business. He's going to usher in a period of peace. Watch for the peace treaty with Israel and the Palestinians. Watch for that. And that's going to be another conquering. He's going to conquer the disease. He's going to conquer corruption. He's going to... Yeah, and the economy's taking a hit right now. It is, because of stupid panic, because people are...
I can't go out to eat.
Why?
Because 6 new people got the virus in San Francisco.
I'm sorry, 9. Oh, 9, I'm sorry. Okay, yeah, stay home, 9. I didn't realize, 9. Okay, 9 people in San Francisco got the frickin' flu. 9 people in San Francisco got the flu. So you're staying home. I'm telling you what, it's not curtailing my life any, except my dang gym closed down. I love it how the plans of the media always fail. Look what Trump did at that press conference. It was brilliant. He's taking the private sector, joining it with the government, the federal sector, and he's putting together the federal and the private, which has never been done before, making a partnership out of them. And this drives the media crazy because they don't want it to work. Believe me, they love it when there's more deaths. The American media love it when more people are infected. They love it. You might think that's hard to believe. People weren't that mean, Martin. Are you freaking kidding me? You know how much money we spent, like, what, $30 million of taxpayer money on the Mueller investigation, Trump-Russia collusion, and there wasn't any. And Mueller knew it on day one, but they kept it going, kept the lie going. It cost Republicans some seats in Congress. Listen, I'm not a Republican or a Democrat. I am not even a conservative or a liberal. I am a common sense guy. I'm a guy who wants small government. That's my thing. I don't care who's in charge. I don't care what party they're in. I just want small government. People stay out of our lives. Let people keep their money. I don't want things being centralized because then it becomes totalitarian very quickly. That's human nature. Happens every time. But the new group of communists always think that, well, we're going to do it better. They just, Karl Marx just didn't do it right. Castro just didn't do it right. Maduro, he didn't do it right. But we are going to do it right because we're smarter. No, you're not. All the rules in centralized government apply to the people, not to the rulers. And they want to be the rulers. They want to run your lives. They do. I don't want people to run my life. I'm for small government. That's it. Any politician that gives me small government and speaks straight to me, and it's not a BS politician I like, i.e. Trump. I like Trump. Remember what he said at his inauguration? He said, this is the day we begin to take power away from the federal government and give it back to the people. I'm like, yay! Love that guy. Love it. Yeah, he talks tough and talks rough. I love that too. All right, let's see if I've covered everything I need to do. God has tailor-made this for Trump. I will repeat that since it sounds so outrageous. God has tailor-made this virus for Trump. And he has fanned this artificial panic for Trump, because Trump is going to overcome it. And you wait till you see the economy after this thing peaks and levels out. Because all these viruses do, this shit comes around every now and then. I am out of MakerSmart. This is tragic. I'm going to have to end this show soon. These things come and go all the time. It's common. It's common. But now it's politically motivated. Because if they can crash the economy, and if they can get people to panic and somehow blame Trump. Somebody from the New York Times actually said this should be called the Trump virus. What more do you need? And again, you learn everything you need to know when you look at what happened with H1N1 back in 2009, 2010. April 2009, August 2010. 60 million people infected in the U.S. Not a word, nothing. The press says, no need to panic. Everybody hailed Obama for declaring national emergency. Oh, what a great president. After 1,000 people had already died. That should tell you everything you need to know, if you don't know it already. So this is not the Green Horse Rider. Don't panic. When the Green Horse Rider does come on the scene, sometime during the second year of Trump's re-election, I think. It ain't gonna be no coronavirus. We know about the coronavirus. They got those little things sticking out of their heads because it's a crown. Corona means crown. Have you seen Corona beer? You've seen the little logo? It's a crown. We know about coronavirus. It's just a new strain of it. COVID-19er. That's it. So, you know what? Jared Kushner. What's the matter with that guy? Jared Kushner. Oh, before I talk about him, I'm going to end with that because, this guy's weird. Before I say that, I'm going to just quickly say I have two other links down here. Those of you who subscribe to my newsletter and have signed up at my website, you get an email every Saturday with one of my classic videos. I have 1,600 videos on YouTube. It's hard to pick a classic because just about every one of them is a classic. So I got a lot to choose from, and the topic is always timeless. Because I talk about Christ and Him crucified. I talk about the salvation of all. I talk about there being no free will. I talk about just magnificent things. I talk about the tribulation. I talk about the book of Revelation. If you don't have that, why? Why? Was there something I said? Go to martinzender.com, sign up for my newsletter there. Just scroll down a little bit, you see where you sign up. And then every Saturday, you'll get an email telling you of a classic video is coming out. Blast from the past, hit from the old Grooveyard. The Grooveyard of hits. And then on Sunday, I send a classic from my newsletter, the ZWTF. So I'm telling you that so you will sign up. But if you haven't signed up to my newsletter, you're probably signed up to YouTube. So linked here under the show, hit the See More button down there. Show more, show more, show more. You'll find a link to my newsletter. The name of it, it's from last year, but it's part of the classic series. It's called A Sneak Preview into Realms Celestial. In this newsletter, I tell you what I think heaven looks like. It's an educated guess, but it's based on fact and reason from scripture. That's linked below. You ever wonder what heaven looks like? I think my idea here is better than anybody's. Just saying. I am the world's most outspoken Bible scholar, after all. And you will see a link to a classic video from Saturday, Secrets in Daniel Part 28. That's right, it's down here. The title of that video is God is Not a Christian Lunatic. God is not a Christian lunatic. I go into a rant during that video that is breathtaking. I mean, I watch it and I'm thinking, woo, boy, you are into something there. You are into something there. Okay, Jared Kushner, the guy's weird. The guy is almost like a robot. Does he have any emotion? He's married to one of the most beautiful women in the world, Ivanka Trump. Jared Kushner, he's a candidate here for the man of lawlessness. He's just a little stiff, little mechanical. You wonder, can you imagine him having sex with Ivanka? I tried to imagine it today. I really couldn't imagine it. It's like, Jared, it's time to have sex. Okay, what do we do? I am coming in the bedroom now. I will be there as soon as I think about the peace deal between Israel and the Palestinians. What is this guy? What is this guy?